This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. President Trump will address the United Nations General Assembly Tuesday, and a senior official said he will affirm America's leadership. On Monday, Trump met with French President Emmanuel Macron, who is apparently attempting to ease the tensions between the U.S. and Iran. VOA's senior White House correspondent Steve Herman has more.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
Three powerful leaders of the U.S. Congress are demanding Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to start turning over all documents related to the Trump-Ukraine telephone call by Thursday or face subpoenas. President Trump confirming that he raised the subject of former Vice President Joe Biden and his son in the July phone call with Ukraine's president. Trump is facing allegations that he pressured Ukraine to investigate his potential 2020 rival, which he denies. Monday, Trump described the content of the call.
Was largely corruption, all of the corruption taking place. Was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine.
But his admission about the phone call is fueling calls for Democrats to launch impeachment proceedings in Congress. For more news, we, as always, we'd like to invite you to join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration is doing away with the so-called catch-and-release policy for Central American immigrants, who legally cross into the United States. Under catch and release, Border Patrol agents who catch illegal migrants temporarily detain them until they are assigned a court date for an immigration hearing and then release them. The acting Homeland Security Secretary said, except for some humanitarian and medical exceptions, immigrants who cannot successfully claim their lives would be in danger would be sent back to their home countries. Those who can prove a genuine fear would be returned to Mexico while their asylum requests are processed. Several hundred thousand people are stranded at airports around the world, including hundreds of travelers at the Orlando International Airport in Florida here in the U.S., after the British travel company Thomas Cook abruptly shut down without warning.
So, yeah, we're a bit disappointed that this has happened, yeah.
And then when we woke up this morning, we got texts from our friends and family saying, oh, my God, how are you getting home? Started to panic and get a bit worried, so that's why we rushed to the airport.
Yeah, it wasn't nice. It wasn't a nice feeling. You just want, at the time you get to the end of your holiday, you just want to get home. You just want to be in your own bed and, you know, you've got work and things to think about.
Thomas Cook's British customers are assured flights home because of the British government's state-run travel insurance. Thomas Cook ceased operations after the British government failed to approve a bailout and its creditors and investors rejected a $250 million emergency fund. Thomas Cook also blamed its problems on several factors, including the emergence of budget airlines. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors here in the U.S. is in its second week. AP auto writer Tom Kreischer reports there has been some progress, but no end in sight.
They're hung up over wages and profit sharing, temporary workers, the use of them, and trying to get them a path to being full-time workers. They're also haggling over what to put in plants that GM wants to close. There are four of them, and they're trying to figure out that.
AP's Tom Kreischer. The families of 350, make that 46 people, killed in two Boeing 737 MAX crashes will each receive nearly $145,000 from the airline company. Boeing set up a $50 million fund to compensate families of those who died in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. The fund began taking applications for compensation Monday and will continue through December the 31st. The 737 MAX remains grounded. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.